We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Evan Ezer, Hilchos Yibum, Halacha Beis, from the beginning. The Pasuk says, Ki yeshvu achim yachtov, if brothers will live together. And now, Rav Nosson Zal says, Al pi ha-toira hanal, behilchos gitten halacha aleph. This halacha that we're about to have is going to be based on the same chapter in Likutei Moran as Hilchos Gitten Halacha Aleph, which is Uveyoyim Habikurim, chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, which is entitled Uveyoyim Habikurim. Rav Nosson Zal gives us just a drop of a quote from that chapter, and then he's going to take it from there. V'haklal, to summarize one of the points that's made in that chapter on Likutei Moran, there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the Malchus, and he quotes the Mishnah that says, Chorabonus mekaberes es ba'aleho, that leadership buries one who possesses it. Leadership is Malchus. So therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says that the Malchus is deadly, and therefore there's a special issue of trying to draw life into the Malchus. V'haklal she'ikar hamshochas hachiyus el ha-Malchus, the main way that we draw life into Malchus is al yedei ha-Torah. The Torah is called Eitz Chaim hi ki hu chayecho v'orech yomecho. The Torah is called life. The Torah can feed life into the Malchus. Shehi b'china shmo d'kutche b'richu. And the Torah is the name of Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says that just like when you want to access anything from a person, you have to say the person's name. Chaim, could you give me this and this? Chaim, can you? So too, when we want to draw life from the source of life, which is Hashem, we have to mention the name of Hashem. And the name of Hashem is the Torah. The Torah is called Kula Shmoysov Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all of the names of Hashem. She'al yodo mamshichin hachiyus. Through the Torah, we draw life. Dahainu hachochma. Another word for life is chochma. There's a pasuk, ha-chochma techaye bo'aleha. Chochma gives life to one who possesses it. So through the Torah, we draw life, which is chochma, letoich ha-kelim, into vessels, v'hamidois, and into specifically measured things, shezeh b'china shem, which is what a name is. When you have 30 people in a room and I say, Chaim Goldstein, suddenly I've eliminated 29 of those people. No, we're not talking about them. We're zeroing in on one particular person there. Rabbeinu Zal says there that through the Torah, we're drawing chachma, which is life, into kelim and midos. The kelim and midos are the letters of the Torah, the words of the Torah, the mitzvahs of the Torah. Those are all vessels which contain the chachma of Hashem, the knowledge of Hashem. And they're also referred to as the name, Shezeo Bechin Hashem. This is the concept of a name. And in this case, name can be an actual name, or it could be like a noun. When we use the term cup, table, chair, all of these are names of a particular item. And again, when I mention something, when I mention a chair, you know that I'm not talking about a light bulb. You can pretty much have a basic image in your mind that a chair is usually something that has four legs, probably has a back to it also, something to sit on. Shehu magbil hachius b'mida. This formats the life into specific measurements, specific constraints. Ayin Shom, study chapter 56 in Likutei Moran well to get a much broader, clearer picture of what we're speaking about. V'zeh b'chinas yibum. And what Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Likutei Moran is tied into the mitzvah of yibum, which is, the wording in the Torah is, lohokim shem lochiv, that through the mitzvah of yibum, we want to establish a name for this, for the brother who passed away without having had children. Ki loy toyu bro, losheves yotzra. Because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 45, Hashem did not create the world for it to go nowhere. Hashem created the world to be settled, to be civilized, to be perpetuated. Shetzorich kol odom lasik b'kiyum ho'ilam. Every single person is required to be involved in perpetuating the world. Lehamid toilodois, to bring children into the world. Kidei lehokim shem, in order to establish a name. V'lo yimoche shmoi chas v'shon, so that his name should not chas v'shon be erased. Person leaves the world. If he left children, then his name continues. The family name continues. Hainu she'ikar hamshochas hachiyus hulahamshech hachiyus letoich hakelim v'hamidois shein b'china shein. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran that the main concept of drawing life, the world is the malchus of Hashem. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the entire creation was made in order to establish Hashem's kingdom. Because Hashem's other attributes don't necessitate other people or other creations. Malchus, kingdom, king over whom? So the entire creation is viewed as the malchus of Hashem, and we have to draw chiyus into this malchus. She'ikar hamshochas hachiyus hu lahamshech hachiyus letoich hakelim v'amidois. The main concept of drawing life is drawing life into vessels, into specific measurements, shem b'chin Hashem, which are referred to as the name. V'chol ma shenisra ben anshei Yisrael, and the more Jewish people that there are, nisrabe v'nisrachev gvul hakedusha, that broadens and increases the boundary of holiness, the domain of holiness. There's 1,000 Jews, the domain of holiness is so big. There's 100,000 Jews, the gvul hakedusha becomes much larger. V'nisrabin hakelim, and we increase the number of vessels in the world, lekabel hachius, which can receive life from Hashem. Life can be in the form of souls. Every new child that comes in the world draws another soul into the world, another package of chiyus from Hashem. Shezehu shleimus v'tikan habriya. This is the fulfillment of the purpose of creation. Ki ikar nifloi sugvuroi shel habriya hu rak bebechina zu. Because the true wonder and greatness of creation is specifically this, meaning, Hainu, ki bevadai mimenu yisborach lo yipole kol dover. Most certainly, Hashem can do anything. Rak sheze ikar hachidish vapela, but the chidish, what's extraordinary about creation is, sheyuchal lehistzamtzem chaviyochel hachiyus mimenu yisborach letoich hakelim. That Hashem, who is infinite, has made it possible to shrink himself and to contain some of that infinity in vessels. Bebechina shem, such as a name, a chair, a table, all of these things which have a name to them. You know, it's the noun, the name by which we refer to it, and Hashem has allowed himself to be contained within these items. Vizehu toikif niflois shebebriyos yisborach. And this is the real powerful, amazing thing about creation, sheyumshach chiyus ein soif kaviyochel letoich bechinas hakelim. That there now is the possibility of drawing this infinite light, this infinite source of life, into finite, into measured things, whether it's a light bulb, whether it's a chair, whatever it is, whether it's a human being or a bird or anything. V'alkein, and therefore, kol ma sheyoyred hakedusha lamato, the more that this holiness of Hashem goes down to lower and lower levels, v'nishtalshel behishtalshelu sebetzinoyres yoyser v'yoyser, and it spins downward to lower and lower places, humashlim kavonas habriya beyoser, this actually fulfills the purpose of creation more and more, umekayem hoilam, and this is what allows the world to exist. Kizeh Iker Kium Hoilam, because this is what perpetuating the world is really all about. Sheyunasin Bechol Pam Yoiser Kelim Shebikdusha, that we're constantly creating new vessels of holiness, Lekabel Chiyusa Yisborach, which can receive life from Hashem. Shelo Yihye Ribui Hashemen Goyrem Kibui Aner, because when you have too much light, and you don't have vessels that can handle, that you don't have enough vessels to contain it, the light goes out. We give the example very often. You have a lamp that works with oil and a wick and a candle, and that each lamp is supposed to feed at a certain pace. Let's say this lamp is supposed to feed a tenth of an ounce of oil to that flame every 60 seconds, every minute, every 3 minutes. If you turn that up a little, you make the flame even bigger. You turn it up a little more, the flame becomes so big, the lamp bursts and becomes extinguished completely. So the whole issue here is that there's light and there's life, there's energy, and the energy we're talking about is infinite. Hashem is infinite energy. And the more kelim we prepare, the more vessels we prepare, the more of that energy we're putting into these vessels. Just like the example with, I think it was Elisha Hanavi, who there was a woman who was very poor and she was crying, Mama, she couldn't pay her rent, she was getting thrown out. He asked her, do you have anything in the house? Anything, any cups, any plate, nothing, no. He said, go to your neighbors, borrow all the cups and plates and pots that you possibly can. Get as much as you can and bring it in here, bring it into the house. And he took a little bit of oil, he took a bottle that had like an ounce of oil in it, and he started pouring into these cups that she had borrowed from all the neighbors, cups and pots and everything. As long as there were cups and pots, the thing kept pouring. That ounce became 100 ounces and 1,000 ounces until every one of those vessels was filled up. As soon as all the vessels had been used up, he said, that's it, there's no more nothing. Okay. Have a nice day. Now you have this olive oil. You can sell it and you can cover your rent for the next 3 years. Sheze bechinas shviras kelim machmas ribuy oyer. This is a terminology that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, the concept of the vessels breaking when there's too much light, when there aren't enough vessels to contain the light, or the vessels aren't strong enough. Shemishom achizas hasitrachra. This is, that gives the other side, the side of tumah, power, strength. When the vessels are not in order, when there aren't enough of them, or they're not big enough, sitra damoisa, that causes death, churban hoilam, the destruction of the world. Bebechinas, as it says in the beginning of creation, v'horetz hoisa soyhu v'voyu, that in the beginning there was just total darkness, because there were no kelim, there were no vessels yet at the time. We want to mention that we're dedicating the shir today, Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Mordechai, Reb Yaakov Pesach, whose yortzeit is today. V'alkein chayev kolodom lahamid toilodois, and it's for this reason that every person has a mitzvah to establish children, to bring children, kedei lohokim shem, in order to establish this name, lehagdil b'chinas Hashem, and to increase the name. We're talking about the name of Hashem. For example, when a Jew has a child and he gives the child a Jewish name, where do the names come from? The names come from the Torah, which is all the names of Hashem. Avraham, Yitzchak, Moshe, all of these are names of Hashem, actually. The Arizal shows how the names Yosef is bigematria 6 times Yudke Vavke. Each one of the names has a connection to the Shem Hashem. So to have children in order to establish the name, in order to increase, heighten the name, dehainu hakelim v'amidos, to increase the number of vessels. V'alkein, kol hameniach ben tachtov, ke'ilu loy meis. This is why the Gemara says that if a Jew is zeichet to leave behind a son in his place, it's as if he doesn't die. Because the son continues to carry that name forward. K'mo Yishom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, Shenemar, there's a pasuk that says, Ish kiyomus ubein einloi. If a man will pass away and he doesn't have a son, so the Gemara learns out, if he doesn't have a child, then we use the term passed away. If he does, he didn't really pass away. Ki sitra demoisa loy shalit klal. Because death has no power at all over a person, over a family, me'achar shehekim shame. Because of the fact that the person established and he made a name for himself. He left behind children. She'al yodoi nimshach hachiyus b'mida. Through which this energy of Hashem continues to flow. Even though the father has left, the energy of Hashem continues to flow in the children and the grandchildren. Vazai sitra d'moisa lo shalit klal. And then death has no power. Ki achizoso rak al yidei ribuy oyer. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us death only has power when there's too much light and not enough vessels to contain the light. Shaydei shvira sakelim. That causes that. But when the vessels burst, because there aren't enough vessels to contain the lice, bechinas mechias shem kanal. That's a concept of the name being erased. Aval mi she'ein meniach zerach rov. Whereas if a person does not leave behind children after him, zehu nikra meis. That's referred to as not living. Me'achar sheloy hekim shem. Because he didn't establish, he didn't leave behind the name. Sheloy hiniach b'china shem ukli lekabel achius. He didn't leave behind a name, a vessel, into which that chius continues to flow. Vazai hu chas v'shalom ribuyor. Then there's a concept of there's a lot of light and there aren't enough vessels. Shemishom necha sitra d'moysu kanal. That's what gives the sitrachra the ability to take hold. The alkane tzorich tikun, and this is why this requires a tikun, a repair, sheloi toivat nafshoi, so that the person's soul should not go lost. V'sachzor oylomoy lebechinas toyu vavoyu, and have that person's existence go back to nothingness, darkness, chas v'shalom. Me'achar sheloi hekim shem, because of the fact that he did not establish a name. Alkein tzricho ishtoi lehisyabim. It's for this reason that this person who passed away without children, his wife needs to go through this procedure of yibum. V'nistakein al yidei ochiv. And the brother who passed away gets his tikun through the living brother. Ki hapigam magia eleho. Because the damage here, the loss, in the fact that this person did not have a child, reaches the wife. It affects the wife. Ki ikar hapegam bebechinas malchus kanal. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that usually, in this world, when anything goes wrong, it affects the malchus. The malchus is the lowest level of holiness on the totem pole. So whenever anything goes wrong, it starts from the bottom. It starts taking effect from the bottom. Paragraph Beis, Vahatikun, and the correction of this, Al Yidei Ochiv Me'oviv, can be accomplished through the brother of this person who passed away, if it's a brother from the same father. Ki Shlemus Chius Hamalchus Hanimshach Eleho, Shezeo Bechinas Zivug. Because the perfection of drawing life into the Malchus, which is the concept of zivug, a union between the malchus, which is the recipient, and where it receives its light, which we'll see in a moment. Ki achius hu hadas. The life of the malchus is das, sechel. Shehu bechinas hischabrus. Das usually means connection. We have the pasuk in Chumash, vayeda odom eschava ishtoi. Adam was united with his wife Chava. So das means his chabrus. Tzorech sheyeh bebechinas mimerchak tovi lachma. The way that we draw chius into the malchus through this, by making a connection between the Malchus and something else, must come from a distant place, from something that's not too close. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 31, Mimerchak tovi lachmo. She draws her sustenance from the distance. Mimerchak daiko. Rav Nosson says, look at the wording. Merchak, rachok. Ki chiyuso daiko kishenimshach hachiyus latoich midois vekeilem ebechina shein kanal. Because the chiyus of the Malchus is specifically when we draw the chiyus into vessels in the form of a name. V'alkein, and therefore, kol ma shenisrachek v'nishtalshel hachiyus yoyser v'yoyser betoich keilem shebigdusha, the more that this life, this energy, comes from a more distant place, it travels a greater distance to come into those kelim, hachius b'shleimus u'betikun b'yoyser, kayadua, then the chius is more and more perfect. The more it comes from a further away place, the more perfect it is. Kayadua, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah, v'zeh b'chinas isur arayos. And based on this, we can understand why, even though it goes against our logic, sort of, Hashem said, you're not allowed to marry the people who are closest to you. We know usually when a person goes looking for a wife or a husband, one of the greatest struggles is that they're trying to find somebody who they have a lot in common with. So who could you possibly have more in common with than your sister or your mother or your daughter? The kroivim, the relatives, or your brother's wife. You know, if that's what your brother picked and you grew up together and everything, it's very possible that that's a close connection. That's pretty similar to what you'd be looking for. And the Torah specifically says that those who are kroivim, close to you, your close relatives, are forbidden, off limits. Sheho isur hu bechol hakroivos. This applies to all the close relatives. Why? Because of the fact that they are close to each other in their place of origin, the Malchus, you know, the woman who represents the Malchus, cannot draw chiyus from someone who's too close to her, too closely related to her. The chiyus must come mimerchak, from the distance, from someone that's not too close. Ki tzorech lahamshich meirochoig daiko kedei shetucha lekabel ho'er sheloyeh riboyor. In order for that light to be received in a healthy, positive way, it's got to be from the distance a little. We know, for example, when you want to read something, when you want to use a source of light sometimes, if you put the light right on top of the thing, it's... You want to pick up the light, put a little bit of a distance. And the more distance, usually, the healthier the light. We know in shuls and structures that they built lately with high ceilings, they have these halogen lights, other things, which are great. Even though it's 15 feet, 30 feet away, that makes the light even healthier. It's not too intense, too bright. The distance allows the light to be, you know, to come down in a better way. Paragraph Gimel. Vehine, ho'achim smuchim zelozeh b'shrosh ha'moed. Brothers are naturally very close to each other in their place of origin. They came out of the same mother, from the same mother, from the same father. Ki mishoyresh echad yatzu. They came from one source. V'alkein, therefore, eshes ochiv asura. Your brother's wife is forbidden to you under normal circumstances. Ki tzorech kol echad min ha'achin lahamshich hachius bederech hishtalshelus lemato yoiser, because each one of the brothers is trying to draw this energy from Hashem to try to bring it down as far down as he can get it to go. Ba'ofen sheyisrachek v'yisrachev gvul hakedusha b'yoiser, in order to increase and broaden the length and the breadth of the kedusha. And this is why the brothers need to have some distance between each other. Aval bimkoim mitzvas yibum. However, there's an exception to that. When it comes to the mitzvah of yibum, hitiro hatoiro eshezach. The Torah made it permissible for a brother to marry his brother's wife. Leval yidach mimenu nidach. Shaloi toivat nefesh hameis legamri al yidei shaloi hekim shem kanal. So that nobody should be completely rejected from Hashem. So that no soul should go completely lost by the fact that he wasn't privileged to establish a name for himself, a continuity. Va'avedas hanefesh u'misosach has v'shalom hu shechoizer ho'or lamalo l'sharoshoi. What are we referring here specifically? When a person passes away, the soul goes back up to heaven. The light returns to heaven. So in this particular case of a person who passes away without leaving behind any children, the entire light that he had is going to go back up, return back up to its source. Vazai nishorim hakelim b'china shvurim umesim. And the vessels here on earth that this person was supposed to fill with light through his children, through them, are left empty, are left broken, dead. V'zehu churbono chas v'shalom. That would mean a complete destruction chas v'shalom for that person. V'alkein eino yecholo linosei l'acher. And for this reason, the wife of this brother who passed away is not permitted to go on to marry anybody else. Kishom eino yecholo stakein. Because if she marries a different man, that will not result in a tikkun for the husband who passed away. Because once her first husband passed away without having had children, his soul returns to its roots, which is Lebeis Aviv, to his father's home. And therefore his soul can only get a tikkun now by a member of his family, by a family member, another, a brother who comes from the same father. And that's why his tikkun now is dependent on his brother who comes from the same father. Why father specifically? Ki av b'chachma. We know the Torah tells us father represents Chochma. The Pasuk says about Yosef HaTzadik that they called him Avreich. So it says Av b'Chochma, Rach. The word Avreich has two parts. Av, Reich. He was a father. He was fatherly in his Chochma. And he was Rach b'Shonim. He was very young, youthful. So Av represents Chochma. V'ha-Chochma hi shoyresh hachiyus. And we know Chochma is the source of life. Ki ha-Chochma techaye. As the Pasuk says in Koheles chapter 7, Chochma gives life. V'chulam b'Chochma osiso. And everything in the world, which is the Malchus of Hashem, was created from Chochma, receives its life from Chochma. V'hu b'chinas tchilas habriya. And that is the beginning of creation. Creation began from Chochma. We mentioned many times that when the Zohar Kodesh speaks about the vowels, it tells us that Komatz represents Keser. The Nekuda, the vowel Komatz, represents Keser because the word Komatz in Aramaic means closed, completely closed. The Nekuda that corresponds to Chochma is Pasach. Because Chochma is where things start opening up. That's where creation started to open up. That's where the light started to flow down to lower and lower places where it could be visible, it could be felt. V'shom bebechinas av, bebechinas Chochma, adayin kulo yechod. However, up there on the top floor, in Chochma, over there, it's all still oneness. It's all part of infinity in a sense. Ve'ein shom b'chinas tzintzum u'kli sha'al yodoi na'asa habriya. Over there is not yet a vessel, a constriction, through which creation could be formed. Rak mishom maschil lehishtalshe lamato hachiyus l'toy b'chinas kelim. However, it's from there, it's from the midah of Chochma that things open up, that the light starts flowing downward into kelim, into vessels, hanasin misham ulamata, which are generated from there downward, from chachma all the way down to malchus. Vehine, bechinas ha'achin min ha'ov, heim bechinas reishis hamshochas hatzinoirois v'hatzimtzumim, shenimshochin min av b'chochma. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, brothers that share the same father, they represent the beginning, the pipes that extend from the father, the pipes and tzimtzumim that are drawing the light and life of the father further down. The Gemara uses the terminology bro karodavua. The son is like the legs of the father. He's like an extension of the father. He's extending the chias of the father to the next level. Vitzorich sheyihye kol ach va'ach. Dehainu kol kli v'tzinor bifnei atzmoi. And therefore, each brother has to be an individual, a distinct individual, an individual vessel and pipe, independent, lahamshech achius b'chol pam l'toich kelim yoyse v'yoyse, who's drawing that life, that energy from the father further down into one child and another child and into all the things that he does in the world, the buildings that he builds, the different kelim that he operates with. Avol kishenechrav och echol. However, when one of the brothers, chas v'shalom, becomes destroyed, meaning he passes away, v'loi hiniach zera, he did not leave behind children, azai efsher sheyechorev legamri, then it's possible, chas v'shalom, for his pipe, for his channel, to be wiped out completely. Dehainu sheyachzor ho'or l'sharoshu l'b'chinas av b'chochma, that his light should go back up to the father, to his father, and that's it. And that whole channel gets closed down. It disappears, chas v'shalom. V'zehu b'chinas churban. That would be devastating. That's devastation. B'chinas toyu v'avoyu. Total darkness, nothingness. Ki kishechoyzer ho'or. V'nestalik mebechinas hakelim legamri, because when light that was found in vessels, when that light leaves and goes back upstairs and it disappears totally, azai nishorin bechinas shvurim umesim legamri chasashum, then those vessels and that channel remain totally dead, useless, nothing. Vazai tzrichin lechade sho'ilo mechodesh legamri. And then you have to start the whole process again. You have to start a whole new creation from scratch. Dahainu lachzor ulahoitzi ulahoilid ho'er mitchila samachshava. To open up an entire new channel, you know, from the source, from tchila samachshava, mebchinas av bechochma. Lahavdil, we talk about, you know, you have a city with roads and river in it, and there's a flood. There's different levels of flooding. There's flooding sometimes that homes get flooded, but then after the water recedes, they go in there, they fix up what they need to do, and the homes can still be used. The people can move back in and use it. And the river also still. But sometimes, there's a hurricane, there's a tornado that hits that causes such a devastation that there's no concept of going in and building and rebuilding an individual home. They got to do the whole city over from scratch. The architects have to sit down again and replan the whole city, that whole neighborhood again from scratch, because there's nothing to rebuild with. It disappeared completely. Alkein, tzivso ha-Torah, that's why the Torah commanded us, shetachzor bechinas malchusoi le'ochiv me'oviv, that this brother who passed away, and therefore his light starts going back up, heading back up to the father, it doesn't go all the way up to the father, but rather it stops one level down by his brother who is living. Sheshneim yotzu misher shechud, where both of these brothers came from the same source, from the same father. Vehem bechinas tchilas hamshochas hatzinoirois vatzinsumim min av bechochma, they represent the beginning of the flow coming from that father, V'alkein al yidei ochiv me'oviv, nistakei nefesh hameis, and it's therefore through his brother from the same father, the brother who passed away can have a tikkun for his soul, shehoison evedes chasram, which would have gone lost completely, al yidei shenishbar v'nechrav b'china shmoi, as a result of the fact that chas v'shalom, his name was erased, b'chinas hakelim, the vessels that he represented, al yidei shelohini azera, because he didn't leave behind children. If that light would have gone all the way back up to the father, it would have been as if chas shom it never happened, as if his life never happened. Shezehu churbonoi, that would have been chas shom a complete destruction of that person. V'achshav, whereas now that it doesn't go that far back up, but rather it remains back on the level of his brother, nistakein, the brother who passed away can get a tikkun al yidei ochiv, through his living brother. Ki achin hein bechinas tchilas hatzimtzumim v'hakelim hanimshach me'oviv. Because the brothers, these brothers, represent the first set of vessels that came from the father, from their father, she'al yodoi nistakei nefesh hameis. And therefore, through his brother, the brother who passed away can get a tikkun. She'choizer umamshicha. He goes ahead and revives the soul of his brother who passed away. And he turns it back on. Bebechinas kelim, in the form of vessels. Bebechinas shem, in the form of a name. He turns the name back on. The brother's name is not going to be forgotten anymore. V'zehu, and this is why the Torah uses the terminology about the mitzvah of Yibum, that the mission, what is the mission? Lehokim li'ochiv shem, to establish a name for the brother who passed away. Paragraph Dalit. Until now, we spoke about the Malchus as one. We only spoke about one Malchus, the kingdom of Hashem, the Malchus of Kedusha. But we know that there's another Malchus. There's the Malchus of the Sitra Achra. And these two are always vying for control. They're vying for who can draw light, power from Hashem, energy from Hashem. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Dalid, V'tikun v'hatzola she'ochiv matziloi. And this tikkun, this repair, and this rescue that the living brother does for his brother that passed away, hulachnia malchus harisho, also entails eliminating the malchus of evil, shehu malchus Amalek, which is the kingdom of Amalek. Amalek is called Reishis Goyim, the leader of all the nations. Shehu keneged malchus tikdusha. He is the opposite of the holy kingdom. Kama shekosu b'maimer anal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 56, which this halacha is based on. Now watch how Rabbeinu Zal defines and makes clear to us how malchus is synonymous with shame, with a name. Umalchus Amalek. If the Malchus Digdusha is all about establishing a holy name, we say Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoy Leolam Voed. In the Shema, which is called Kabbalas Oil Malchus Shamayim, right? It's brought that the letters Shema, Shin Mem Aleph, Shin Mem Ayin, spell the first letters of Oil Malchus Shamayim. That's where we're accepting upon ourselves the Hashem's kingdom, Hashem's authority. So right after Shema, what do we say? Baruch Shem Kevoid Mal. Blessed is the name and the honor of the kingdom of Hashem eternally. So Hashem's Malchus is Shem Kevoidoi. Opposing that, if that's what Hashem is, then Amalek is the opposite. Amalek is all about erasing the name. Amalek, Umalchus Amalek, Ubechinas Mechi Hashem, Kemoi Shekosov, as the Torah says, you want to know what Amalek is? Timche es zecher, kama Amalek. Erasing the memory, wiping out any memory, any trace, any name, that's what Amalek is about. Just like the Zohar HaKadosh says, that the word Amalek is bigematria sofek, The word Amalek is Ayin Mem Lamed Kuf is Bigematria Safek, which means doubt. Because Amalek is the opposite of Hashem. What is Hashem? What's the opposite of doubt? Definite. Vadai. We say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in V'chol Maminim, we say, Havadai Shemoi Kein Tehilosoi. Hashem's name is definite. There ain't nothing in existence that's more definite than Hashem. And Amalek is all about that. Maybe, maybe. How do you know? Maybe not. Maybe there is Hashem. Maybe there's no Hashem. Chas v'shalom. That's the difference between Amalek. So Hashem is shame. What is Amalek? Timche ezecher, erasing the name. Umishom achizosoi. And that's where Amalek draws his energy from. Mibechina shviras kelim, from broken vessels. Shehi bechinas mechias shame, which is all about erasing the name. V'alkein onshoi mida b'mida. And that's why the punishment, the way we punish Amalek is exactly based on what he tries to do. Sheyimoche shmoi v'zichroi. That his name should be erased and wiped out. His name and memory should be wiped out. We know that on Purim, some people, children especially, have a custom. They write the word Amalek on their shoe and they stamp on it when they say Haman to erase, to fulfill this mitzvah of erasing the name of Amalek. Umalchus Amalek hu bechinas och esov le'yakov. And this kingdom of Amalek is called brother. The pasuk says in Malachi chapter 1 that Esav was a brother to Yaakov. Ki hu mizera Esav. Because we know that Amalek is a descendant of Esav. So Amalek is also brother. Ki ho'och shebigdusha, I'm sorry, v'alkein mitzvas yibum bi'och. And this is why the mitzvah of yibum is performed specifically through the brother. Ki ho'ach shebigdusha, Matzil nafshoi shlo yisgabro lev chas v'shalom b'chinas ach esav liyakoi. Because by the holy brother stepping in and rescuing his brother who passed away, by a brother who comes from Yaakov, from the Jewish nation, stepping in and taking over the malchus of his brother who passed away, he saves his brother's soul from being grabbed by the other brother, by the ach esav liyakoi, shi malchus harishoh. Shehim is gaberes im hoyo mechias shem chas v'shom. We know that the malchus of the sitra achra gains power and energy when the name of holiness is erased. Whenever the shame of kedusha, the name of Hashem, or the name of a Jewish family chashem gets erased, then the malchus of the sitra achra gets stronger. That's why all of our enemies, the Nazis, yemach shemom Hitler, what did he want to do? Wipe out the Jewish people. Erase the name Jew, erase the name of Hashem, wipe it out, because they know that their power is, as long as the Jews have a name, as long as there are Jewish names and Jewish people, their power is not complete. And Chas V'Shalom, if they could ever succeed in wiping out the Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem, which is in the Jewish people, then their Malchus has full power. Paragraph Hey, ukisheinoi roitzeliabim, and when the living brother refuses to go through with the procedure of yibum, azai v'choltzonaloi, then there's a different procedure called chalitza, where the woman, the widow of his brother who passed away, removes his shoe, v'yorka b'fonov, and she spits in his face. Ki isa shom b'maimranal, because Rabbein Azal writes over there in chapter 56 in Likutei Moharan, sheyesh b'chinas das shehu b'chinas sholoim. Over there in Likutei Moharan, Rabbein Azal explains that there's two types of das. There's one type of das which is all about peace. Ki hasholoim toloi b'das. Peace is dependent on intelligence, brains. We know kids, people get into fights usually over stupidity. What are you fighting over, idiot? Here, you have this, all better. And they look back and it was silliness. Silliness is what generates fights. You put a little brains into the equation, suddenly everybody can get along. It's no big deal. It was a shtus that allowed people. We know Rabbein Azal there quotes a pasuk in the Megillah, lo da'as es shloim ester, that Mordechai would always was always walking to check out to see how Esther Amalka was doing when she was in the house of Achashverosh. So the Pasuk there says, Lo Das Es Shloim. Das and Shloim go together. That there's a certain kind of Das which results in peace, smoothing things out. Now we're all friends. We get a little smarter and we figure out how to live together, not to fight, not to argue, not to disagree. That's one kind of Das. And Rabbeinu Zal says there on Likutei Moran, V'yesh Das Elyon Moed, and there's a very, very high level of Das, Shehu Bechinas Machloikis L'Shem Shomayim, which is a type of disagreement, it's a type of Machloikis, but which is for the sake of heaven, for the sake of creativity. Just like when Hashem wanted to create the world, it's brought that originally there was wall-to-wall Hashem. There was only Hashem. There was no room for creation. So Hashem had to vacate an area. He had to pull to the sides, in a sense. He had to vacate a certain area, open it up here and open up there in order to make room where creation could take place. So too, after that, it says in the beginning, there was a phase where there was all water. And Hashem separated the upper waters, the Mayim Elyonim, from the Mayim Tachtoinim, and in the middle he put Rokia, the world, so that there was room for creativity. So too, there's a concept, when people are just yes-yesing each other, then there's no creativity. If everybody is in total agreement, on one hand, sometimes you can't really move. It's only when people see things differently, they don't see things exactly the same way, and yet they interact in a hell, they disagree in a positive way, then the disagreement leads to all kinds of improvements. You want it this way, you want that, you know what, we'll compromise, we'll make it like this. And it comes out better, the result could come out better than either one on their own could have made. A person designs a building or designs a project, he can make it good. Two people who do not think exactly alike, if they can sit down and disagree, and with their disagreement be building together, they're disagreeing and coming to conclusions, then it can be even better. We know the whole Torah Shebal Peh comes about as a result of the Mishnah saying, this rabbi says kosher, this one says pasul, tohar mutter. And then the Gemara opens a herb, prove it, show how you're right. Now you show how you're right. And suddenly they're clarifying the entire Torah. From that we have our whole Gemara and our Meforshim, our Shulchan Aruch is the result of all of these, this Machloikis L'Shem Shomayim. Over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal explains this and expounds on it in a big way. Kiz Shebe'emes Ahava V'Sholim V'Das Beinehem. This machloikis is not because they dislike each other, they hate each other, or they're at war with each other. On the contrary, there's tremendous love and peace and das between the two. Just like the Gemara tells us about Shammai and Hillel, that even though they disagreed 10,000 times, the Gemara quotes the pasuk as vohev besufa. Right after they finished disagreeing, they were lovey-dovey. They were best buddies again. Ve'elu vo'elu divrei elikim chayim. And the Gemara says this opinion and that opinion, which are both divrei, they're both the words of the living Hashem. They're both really one. Rak she'yef shelohovin zois. However, we in this physical world can't necessarily understand how that could be true. How one rabbi can say you're allowed, the other rabbi says you're not allowed, and they're really one. Kizehu darkei Hashem, because this is the wisdom, the path of Hashem. Vze bechinas Moshe, and the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that this is the concept of the name Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu represents Das, and the word Moshe is Roshe Tevois, Machloikis, Shammai Hillel. That the difference, these two opposing opinions, were all part of Moshe, Toiras Moshe Mi Sinai. V'zeu b'chinas matzah. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Qumran that this is the concept of the matzah that we eat on Pesach. Because matzah, the word matzah in Hebrew, also means machloikis. When the Pasuk speaks about the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik fighting with him, the Targum calls them anshei matzusa. And we know we take the matzah and we split that. What do we do with the matzah on Pesach? That middle matzah, we break it. That breaking of the matzah, Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbeinu Zal Shon Likutei Halachos, is this concept of machloikis l'shem shamayim. Ayin Shom Heitev, look over there in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this very well. V'ze b'chinas yibum v'chalitza. And based on this, based on knowing that there's these two different kinds of das, you're going to understand why there's two choices. Choice A is yibum, choice B is chalitza. Ki hayibum hu bechinas das shel shalom. Yibum represents the das of peace. Shehu has zivug shel hoylada. That's this union that's going to take place between the widow of the husband who passed away and the living brother, which will result in birth. Ki hahoylada hi bechinas shalom. Because birth is a display of peace. A birth came about through peace between a husband and wife. Kama Shikosu, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 128, Urei vonim levonecha shalom al Yisrael. You will have children, your children will have children, peace unto Klal Yisrael. Ki shalom hu hischabrus shnei afochim. Because peace is the union of two opposites. Vezeh b'chinas zivug. This is the concept of mating. Ki ish ve'isha heim bechinas machloikis, because man and woman are naturally on opposite sides of the fence. They oppose each other. They're different from each other. Ki heim shnei hafochim. They are two opposites. He is chochma, she is malchus. He's the sun, she's the moon. Ve'ikar his chabrusam hu rak b'habonim haneilodimihem. And the place where they come together, where do these two opposites become one? In the children that are born to them. Kamei Shapirosh Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh says, in the beginning of Chumash Bereishis, v'hoyu lebosor echod, that the husband and wife will become one flesh. Where? Shemishnehem noilad bein, Rashi says over there, from the both of them will be born a child, Vesham Nasin Echod. And in that child, the father and mother become one. Nimtza Sheikar Hasholoim Hanase Beneim Hurak Babonim Hanoilodim. So therefore, the main peace that's achieved, the main unity that's achieved between the husband and wife, who are different in a thousand different ways, where do they become one? In the children that are born. Sheshom nas in echod. There they become one. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, shehayibum shehu b'shvil hoylada hu b'chinas shalom. That the procedure of yibum, which is so that a child will be born from them, which will reactivate the name of the brother who passed away, that is a display of peace. That's the das of shalom, type A das. However, when the living brother refuses to go through this process of yibum, azai v'cholzon aloi, then the Torah tells us she removes his shoe. Hainu bechinas hazivug v'hadas shel bechinas machloikis l'shem shamayim. This represents that other type of das, type B, which is the das of machloikis l'shem shamayim. Ki machloikis l'shem shamayim hu bechinas Moshe. Because machloikis l'shem shamayim, Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, is a higher level das. It's Moshe Rabbeinu hu bechinas yichuda ilo. That represents the upper yichud. There are two levels of yichud. This is discussed many times in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus. One example of this is, in the name of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's brought that the first half, Yud Kei, is called Yichud Eilah, the upper Yichud. Vav Kei is called the lower Yichud. Vav Kei is affected by what we do. When we do mitzvahs, we say, L'shem yichud kud shebrichu shchinte. We hope that our mitzvahs will bring about a union between Hashem and the Shechina. That's the union of Vav and Hey. When we do Averis chas v'shalom, we cause a separation between Vav and Hey. We cause the Hey to be separated. When we do tshuva, tshuva is toshuv Hey. We return that Hey back to the Vav. What about Yudkei? The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us Yudkei is so far above us that we have no access to that. That's so high level a yichud that nothing can separate them. They are inseparable. That's called yichud ilah. So now Rav Nosson Zal says that the chalitza represents this das of machlokes shem shamayim, which is bechinas moshe, which is yichud ilah, shehu bechinas zivug hapnimi. This represents an inner zivug, a deeper type of zivug, a higher level zivug, which feeds life into all the worlds, which is not for the sake of producing, not for the sake of producing a child. This is the whole generator that keeps the whole system alive. Shehu zivuga deloy posik. The Zohar HaKadosh says this is a zivug that never stops. They are inseparable. They never become separated. V'alkein hu tomid bebechinas machloikis. And that's why they are always considered like two. Ki hazivug hu bechinas machloikis the ish v'isha. Because zivug, mating, means where you have two. Words, the process of mating could only be when you have two. If they're one, there's no longer mating taking place. And afterwards, another level, taking it to a next level, is generating a peace, a unity, a oneness, which comes about when there's a birth. Whereas that higher level zivug, that zivug of Yud Kei, that zivug of Machloikis L'Shem Shamayim, She'enoi bishvil hoylodo, which is not for the purpose of giving birth, v'hu zivuga deloy posuk, that is a union that where they never separate, hu tamid bebechinas machloikis, is always in a state of two different ones that are attached. Avol be'emes shom tachlis ho'avo v'yoachdus. However, in reality, Rav Nosson says, that's the ultimate love. That's the ultimate oneness. That yichud of Yud Kei, which is inseparable. Ach i'efsher lahasig zois. However, we earthlings cannot understand this. We hear this, and it doesn't make that much sense to us. Ki osur lachkur sham. Because right now, based on our limitations, the limitations of our brains, we are not allowed to delve into that, to try to analyze it. What do you mean that that's oneness? You're telling me it's machlokes l'shem shamayim, and you're telling me that that's one. Ki al ze nemar b'muflo mimcho al tidroish u'b'mechus mimcho al tachkor. The pasuk says, in things that are above you, don't delve into it. Don't try to understand it. V'shom hu bechinas elu v'elu divrei elokim chayim. Up there, in the level of Yud Kei, it's the concept of elu v'elu, which means this and that are really one. Divrei elokim chayim. We're going to see soon that the first letters of divrei elokim chayim spell the word echod. These two, which seem to be different, they seem to be opposite, are really one. Kishom mekoyer hachayim. Because that's really the source of all life, kamuva, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah. V'ze b'chinas zivuga de Moshe. This is the concept of the zivug of Moshe Rabbeinu, ki Moshe hoya porush legamri. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one Jew who was told to separate from his wife permanently. Which means that he did not have that lower level zivug. He didn't have the zivug of Vav Kei. rak zivugoi hoye bebchinas zivugoi lo. But he did have a mate. He did have a partner. His partner was the Shechina itself. His zivug was in the form of Yudkei. Bebechinas machloikis l'shem shamayim. His zivug was on that highest level. We'll hold it over here for now. We're going to have one more piece where Rav Nosson Zal will really clarify the whole chalitza process and Moshe Rabbeinu clarify a little further. It's a shame. This is also why the pasuk says, "Bayoyim hahu."